From the Borough Radio newsroom, funding for Wales's controversial new farming subsidy scheme will exceed £1 billion during this Senate term, the Welsh Government has announced. Setting a budget spanning several years to help farmers plan ahead was one of Plaid Cymru's promises for its first 100 days in power. But the offer of £340 million a year is roughly the same as farmers have received since 2012. Farming Minister Leah Griffith said the money was a baseline that would be ring-fenced for farming, delivery, certainty and stability for the sector. Residents say they could face prosecution if they do not pay thousands of pounds to repair a water pipe outside their homes. The residents of five houses in Bridgend County say they were told by Welsh Water that a leak from a shared pipe supply in their homes needed to be repaired at their own cost, which they estimate could cost more than £7,000 each. A Welsh Water spokesperson said it does not own or manage the pipe, so it's the responsibility of property owners, and residents have 11 days to fix it. A 30-year-old man from Barry has been charged following an assault on Scoma Road on Friday night. The assault took place at around 11:20 p.m. with a 43-year-old man from Barry remaining in hospital. On Sunday, South Wales Police confirmed that 30-year-old Liam Chichester from Barry has been charged with Section 18 grievous bodily harm with intent. Police are continuing to appeal for anyone who witnessed the incident or recorded any footage to contact them via 101. The Vale and Warn Council has approved plans to build a water sports centre and up to 100 new homes at the waterfront in Barry. Outline plans for the project lodged by the Vale of Glamorgan and Lovell Homes at Barry Waterfront were narrowly passed by the Council's Planning Committee, with 7 members voting against it and 9 for it. The plans for the latest incarnation of a previous scheme to regenerate the waterfront, prior applications included a now scrap marina and business incubation centre. And Barry is set to welcome its first street art festival this summer, with a 2-day celebration of graffiti, music and community action taking place in Central Park on the 22nd and 23rd of August. The event's being delivered in collaboration with Barry-based Paintworks Wales and funded by the Barry Neighbourhoods Board, and aims to showcase local creativity while supporting artists and performers across the town.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to on today's show? So we're going to be bringing you some pre-season football action that's taken place around the Vale. We're also going to be having a look back at the final Nations Championship match of the summer that involved Wales. We're going to have a look forward to the Commonwealth Games, and we're going to be talking about Barry Athletic Tennis Club, where I spent Saturday morning with them at their open day. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio. Sports show with me, Mike Fowler. And although it's not that close to home, we are going to have a quick look back at the Football World Cup, where the final was held last night and Argentina lost to Spain 1-0 after extra time. And I think the game kind of went the way we were all expecting it to go. Argentina were quite robust in the challenges. And Spain were riding them challenges, given as good as they got in some places, but not quite to the Argentinian standard. It wasn't a surprise that Argentina didn't finish the match with a full complement of players, and I think they were certainly very lucky not to have a second player sent off as well from that. And there was a few ugly scenes at the full time whistle, but they sort of held them to 0-0 for half time and 0-0 at full time, and I think once Argentina went a player down, they were effectively playing with two players down, because as anyone sort of watched the game last night, he's a great player going forward, Messi, but he doesn't really offer much coming back in defence. And I say that from a person who thinks that he is for me the better player in the discussion between him and Ronaldo. I think he probably for me pips it, but he doesn't offer a huge amount of support going back for the team there. So when they had a player sent off, they were effectively defending, playing with nine. Some people say you need the out ball up front as well, but at his age, he wasn't really going to be running many balls into the corner. Although they even, with everything going against them, they almost equalised at the end of extra time as well, and that would have taken it to penalties. And I think if it had gone to penalties, I think my money would have been on Argentina then. But I think Spain really needed to keep them out. And it was a Ferran Torres 106th minute goal. It was literally 40 odd seconds into the second half of extra time, and that was enough to clinch the World Cup for Spain. Along with that, they're sort of the European and World Cup champions, and they've done that sort of twice there. And in the crowd, you saw a lot of the 2010 team that did the similar feat were all out there and celebrating. Talking of celebrating, can't really say much. Say go without saying, anyone who watched either of the television highlights of it, the American president Donald, he couldn't stop himself from celebrating with the Spanish team as well. You could see the president of FIFA trying to get him to one side, but he was going to have his little moment there, having a little dance along with them as they were lifting the trophy. And then I think he kind of scooted himself off to one side, but I think we were all expecting something like that to happen. I certainly, that's why I stayed to watch the trophy. The trophy lift was just to see what he was going to do there, on there, and a bit of an interesting halftime show with Madonna and Justin Bieber and a few other things going on there. I'm not sure what I make of the halftime going on for as long as it did. It's a bit of an American thing. But the other controversy from the World Cup, and I quite liked it though, that the winners get a get a World Cup winners ring, and that sort of harps back from American football, where in American football, when they win the Super Bowl, they get sort of a championship ring to show that they've won the Super Bowl. So it's kind of, I think it's a convention come from there. I don't mind that. I think I quite like that. Some people are not too sure about it, but it's one of those that if one of the players wants to show that they've won the World Cup, they can do it without having to have the medal wrapped around their neck as well. But yeah, not as against that as most people. But we're going to come back a bit closer to home now with football. And Barry Town United have been continuing their pre-season matches, where they beat Weymouth this week. They beat them 3-2, but they also beat True Thomas Bluebirds 5-1. And that's really good and promising towards building up for the start of the season. They've got one more pre-season match to go, and that's on Friday. That's on Saturday, and that's at home to Gloucester City. And then the following Friday, so Friday the 31st of July is their first home game of the new season, where they're at home to Cambrian United. So that's going to be a cracking first game of the season there. But up next, here at Pro Radio, we're going to be letting you know how your team's got on with the cricket around the Vale.
Pro Radio.
Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry. As we've flexible spaces in a great location, we've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
The summer holidays are upon us, and if you're looking for great ways to keep the whole family entertained, we've got you covered at Fonmon Castle. As well as an immersive film weekend in August, we have special themed weekends too, like pirates and fairies, K-pop, ice princess and superheroes at the castle. You can encounter dinosaurs in Jurassic Wales, follow the Welsh folklore story trail, explore the castle grounds, let off steam in our play areas. Oh, and we're open 10 till 4 daily all summer long. Book tickets at fonmoncastle.com.
Case Cafe at the YMCA Hub has a brand new name. Introducing Hub Coffee, the place to be for great coffee and good conversation. Our own blend fair trade coffee really hits the spot. And we cook our party breakfasts till 11:30 a.m. Hub Coffee also serves a tasty lunchtime menu featuring some special offers for kids. You'll find Hub Coffee in the YMCA on Court Road, with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 2 on Saturdays. Ta-ta Tantalk. See you soon.
Get the latest traffic and travel on the Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel.
Powered by DG Window Services, a family-run business with 30 years' experience. Just search DG Window Services online.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to bring you the cricket results from around the Vale. So the Vale County Cricket Club, their first 11 lost to Macon's first 11 by one wicket. Their second 11 lost to Monmouth's first 11 by 76 runs. And the third 11 lost to Pentegg's third 11 by 85 runs. And the fourth 11 lost to Radder's fifth 11 by 40 runs. But what's up next for the Vale Cricket Club? So the first 11 next week are at home to Penarth's second 11, and that's going to be at Corntown. The second 11, they're away to Hopkinstown's first 11, whereas the third 11, they're away to Lisvain's fourth 11. And the fourth 11, they're at home to Ponthea's fourth 11, and that is in Wick Village Green. Moving on to Barry Athletics. So Barry Athletics first 11, they lost to Penturk's second 11 by 4 wickets, and the second 11 lost to Croesilog's second 11 by 8 wickets. And if you're a Barry Athletic cricket fan, what have you got to look forward to next weekend? Well, the first 11, they're away to Abergavenny's second 11, and the second 11, they're at home to Mountain Ash's first 11. And moving further across the Vale now, as we go to Penarth Cricket. So Penarth Cricket's first 11, they lost to Cardiff's first 11 by 3 wickets. The second 11, they won against Blinder's first 11 by 3 wickets. And the third 11, they lost to Bay Dragons' first 11 by 10 runs. And the fourth 11, they beat Ebervale's second 11 by 107 runs. And the fifth 11, they beat Glengwerney's second 11 by 7 wickets. And what's Penarth Cricket Club got to look forward to on the weekend? So, the first 11, they're at home to St. Fagans' first 11. The second 11, they're away to the Vale's first 11. The third 11 are at home to Tow's first 11. Whereas the fourth 11, they're away to Tow's second 11. And the fifth 11, they're at home to Cardiff's fifth 11. So that keeps you up to date with selected cricket results and fixtures from around the Vale. And up next here at Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music artists coming up. And this is Disappear by Tusker.
To end, I'll be waiting.
So that was Disappear by Tusker from our local music artist. But up next year at the Sports Roundup at Pro Radio, we're going to have a look at the final game of the Nations Championship, where Wales were taking on South Africa. And they unfortunately lost that match 43 points to nil after being 19-0 down at half time. And it does look a really not pleasant scoreline. However, when South Africa scored after the first 4 minutes and then doubled that on the 13th minute, I really thought that there was the writing was on the wall and it could be back up to like one of the 73 nils or the 97-3 matches that we've played against South Africa. So they did well to hold them out until the stroke of half time before they conceded the third try, and it gets to the stage where I think it's just tiredness and discipline just got to the better of the Welsh team. And you can understand the tiredness. They played their first game against Fiji, and that, granted, that was in Cardiff, although that should have been an away match on the New Nations Championship. And then they had to fly out to Argentina to take on the Argentinians, and then straight from Argentina to South Africa to take on South Africa. So that's always going to be a tough set of flights on here. And in the Nations Championship, the Northern Hemisphere play away for the first three matches, and then they play at home for what would be the traditional autumn internationals. But you've got to say, even for the Southern Hemisphere, when they're playing the Northern Hemisphere away, they've still not travelled in the distance that that you would have to travel for the away matches in the Southern Hemisphere. You've got sort of Italy and France are the two sort of outliers there into Europe. And then everything else is sort of fairly close travel time. Even Italy's not much more than 2 or 3 hours there by plane, and they're not going to be going sort of the economy class when they're traveling on this. So it probably does take it out of them, and it certainly does give the Southern Hemisphere teams certainly a bit of an advantage there. So that's my little moan about the how that's going. But let's have a look at the championship table. So in the Northern Hemisphere, Wales currently sit fifth, above of Italy. Played 3-1-1, lost 2. Now, if you said before these three matches, Wales would win 1 and lose 2, you'd probably say, yep, that's a fair result. They'll have a good go against Fiji, and they'll probably beat them, even though Fiji are ranked higher than Wales. They always have a good match against Argentina, but Argentina just kind of blew them away a little bit at the end of the that match. And again, discipline let Wales down. And then you'd say South Africa in South Africa, it's always a tough place to go. So you'd probably say that that's a loss. So actually, are Wales where I would expect to see them after playing them three teams? Yes, they are, probably, with France and Scotland both playing, and England actually both playing three, winning 2 and losing 1. Oh, and along with Ireland as well. So they are kind of sitting there, and then it's sort of Wales and Italy. It doesn't get any easier for Wales, even though the three matches are at home. They've still got Japan, Australia and New Zealand, and again you'd probably say that they might just be able to sneak past Japan. I would say Australia will be a tough match, and you know, potentially it could be a banana skin for Australia there, and then New Zealand being the most honest of honest Welsh fan with my extra rose tinted glasses, I still can't see the current Wales team pulling off an upset against New Zealand. So again, I probably say that we will definitely win 1. So we'll win out of the 6 games, we'll win 2, lose 4. I think that's pretty much where we are, and then we'll probably end up playing the 5th place team at the end of season showdown. Then we'll play the 5th place team in the Southern Hemisphere, and that's looking like it's potentially going to be Well, it's Japan as it stands at the moment, but Fiji are only one win behind that, and you know, they could spring a surprise in the what I'm still going to call the Autumn Internationals, even though it's the Nations League. But there were signs of improvement on the Wales team there. Surprisingly, the scrums, they didn't go to plan, being as they were quite dominant against Argentina with them. I'm still not sure if we've decided on our fly half, and they keep sort of swapping and changing as well the midfield. But although it was a loss, I think it was a loss that we were expecting. And it could have been a loss, a lot worse on points as well. So I think we're probably pretty much where I think that we would be. But up next here at Pro Radio, I'm going to let you know what sports we've got coming up to get you all excited.
Pro Radio.
Make this summer the season your child dives into confidence. Introducing intensive swim courses across the Vale and at Cardiff International Pool. For just £15, your child gets a full week of focus. These sessions run for 25 minutes once a day, helping improve water confidence, develop essential skills, and allow for extra practice. It's the fast track to fun and safety in the water for the summer holidays. Spaces are limited, so book your intensive swim course now at leisurecentre.com.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
Whatever the weather, we're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk.
A cup of tea, a friendly chat, a helping hand when it's needed most. That's what Churchfield's Home Care is all about. We provide professional home care, companionship, dementia support and personal care across the Vale of Glamorgan. And now we're looking for new, caring people to join our growing team. If you're seeking a new, rewarding career, apply today at churchfieldshomecare.co.uk. Churchfield's Home Care, because the little things make the biggest difference.
Lionstart's annual Family Fun Day is back, and this year there's even more to celebrate as the service celebrates its 20th anniversary serving the local community. On Wednesday 22nd of July, there'll be a day of activities, reptiles, bouncy castles, face painting, magic and so much more. It's taking place at Pencoitra Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Search Vale Lionstart online for more information.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we've got a lot of sports action to look forward to coming up. And we already know that it's going to be the start of the Cymru Premier with Barrytown United. And we know that the Cymru South will be kicking off into action very shortly as well. But what else have we got to look forward to? Well, before all that, we've got the Commonwealth Games starting on the 23rd of this month. So in 3 days' time, where Team Wales are taking on the rest of the Commonwealth up in Glasgow, hoping to bring back some medals for Wales there. And they're hoping to, they hope to bring back a record total of 36 medals, which is what they won in Glasgow in 2014. And they matched it in 2018 when it was in the Gold Coast as well. But Thursday's opening ceremony starts the Commonwealth Games off, and it looks like there could be some decent success there for Wales. So we're going to keep an eye on all the Welsh athletes, and particularly the ones that have got a link here to the Vale. And what else have we got to look forward to? Well, I know it's a little bit time off, but those ice hockey fans, for you out there, ice hockey is starting to resume. So the Cardiff Devils, they're playing 5 pre-season games throughout August that will keep you up to date with what's going on. And then they're going to start their season with the Challenge Cup game, and that's going to start on the 12th of September. So it is about 6 weeks to the start of the ice hockey season, but they've got all the pre-season matches that are going on before that as well. So we've got to, and with that as well, there is some Cardiff Devils news, as Josh McDonald will return for his third season after finishing second in the Elite Hockey League's goal charts last season, and he's confirmed that he will remain on the Devils roster he will be joined by other fresh faces from around the world there, as they finish forward. Panu Mio also has joined the Devils. So he's 31-year-old who has played the last two seasons with hometown club IFK Helsinki, and that's where he started as a junior. And they've also brought in Canadian forward Thomas Caron, again from Finnish side Lee HPK, and they're among some new players. And there's some players returning to the Vindico Arena as well, such as Great Britain forward Ben Davis, who will be playing his 13th season for his hometown club. And netminder Ben Bowens returns for his 11th campaign, and that's the same number of campaigns as Devils captain Joey Martin as well. So there was a bit of success last season for the Devils, but we're hoping that there can be more. But before all that, we do have the Commonwealth Games to look forward to, and that's going to be exciting. So the opening ceremony of that kicks off on Thursday for all you athletics, I think, and it's the Commonwealth and the Power Commonwealth sports are taking place at the same time there as well. Sort of track, field, cycling are on there. I know it is a slightly more streamlined event this year, but they're still taking in the region of 110 Welsh athletes. So good luck to all of them. This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And some of you might have seen that I was out with Barry Athletic Tennis Club on the weekend. And what better place to be with all the weather we had was outside with a tennis club. And yes, I did take part in a little bit of tennis. Felt really underprepared because I didn't even have my own racket with me. So thanks to David there, who let me lend his racket as we're having a little bit of a knock around with some of the other club members there and some people who turned up for the open day that we were there for, as well, getting use of the facilities that they had. It was a really fun, friendly atmosphere down there. It was, you know, open day, getting new members, existing members and past members down there, to be honest, just having such a good time. And it's great playing, especially when the sun's out as well. And then I was kind of told I needed to take part in their one shot tournament that they had going on, and it was all drawn at random. And it's a really brutal tournament, because if you serve and you miss your serve, you don't get a second serve, you're out straight away. So it's whoever wins the first point. And I was unlucky enough to be drawn against the club captain Richie in first round, and then managed to get a stroke of luck as Richie made a bit of an error on the serve there, and I progressed through without even actually having to hit the ball, which was great. And what was even more embarrassing was I was using his spare racket at that time as well, which he let me keep hold of for the rest of the mini tournament that was going on. And I didn't win, but I did make the final four, which I was I say quite pleased at. I think I only had to hit about three or four shots in total, but it's really good down there. And if you're thinking, oh, I'm not sure about playing tennis, or I want to play but they've got no one to play against, then just have a look for them on social media, or you can put them into the search engine. So that's Barry Athletic Tennis Club, and I know the membership for them is I think they were telling me it was £10 a month is the club membership, so that gets you access then to the courts as well. If it's something that you're not quite sure about, thinking about, then get in touch. Find them on social media, find the website for them, get a number for them, email them, and ask the questions that you need to. And I think you'll be quite surprised. Yeah, and who knows? Have you been inspired by Wimbledon? I mean, you could be, a champion in the making there. So, and I just want to say thank you for making me feel welcome down at the tennis club there as well. But talking of being welcome, up next at Pro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
California, I'm hoping it's gone. eisiau gwybod am y gwasanaethau iechyd a lles sydd ar gael I chi yn eich ardal leol ac ar draws Cymru, ewch I edrych ar Dewis Cymru heddiw. O glybiau ieuenctid I grwpiau cerdded, dosbarthiadau ymarfer corff, help gyda siopa. Mae Dewis Cymru yn cynnig dolenni a chysylltiadau cyffredol a grwpiau, digwyddiadau, gwasanaethau cymorth a gofal lleol a all helpu I wella eich iechyd a lles. Dysgwch am yr holl ffyrdd gall Dewis Cymru eich helpu chi a chanwliaid yn dewis.cymru heddiw.
It's back for 2026. And this year, Barry Town Council's Family Fun Day has a fantasy theme. It's all happening at King Square and Central Park between 11 and 4 on Thursday, August the 27th. We'll have dragons and archery and falconry displays. Add to that, Vikings and knights, workshops, gaming and market traders, and it's one fantastical family day out for all ages. Oh, and it's completely free. Don't miss our fantasy-themed Family Fun Day on August the 27th. Get details at barrytowncouncil.gov.uk.
If your home is looking tired and in need of renovation, or you're running out of space and could benefit from a loft conversion or extension, call Marshall Development Group and let us get to work. Our high-quality, professional construction services are built on 27 years of industry experience. Marshall Development Group covers the entirety of the Vale and beyond, with all projects backed by our workmanship guarantee. For a free quote, see marshalldevelopmentltd.co.uk.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.